Hello, this is Lori Richards with this week's edition of the Harrison Press. The top story, fundraiser to benefit Celebrate Recovery and First Responders by Sydney Murray. Cleves resident Tim Lee's son Ryan battled drug addiction, but Ryan was actually able to overcome this obstacle. After Ryan spent time at the Heritage House Recovery Home, he got involved with the Celebrate Recovery program at Church on Fire Ministries and also worked to get other people to join. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step Christ-centered program that aims to help people move past any hurts, habits, or hang-ups in their lives. Unfortunately, Ryan later passed away from pancreatic cancer at only 33 years old. Now Lee is a member of Church on Fire and serves as a Celebrate Recovery leader. He meets with grieving families and those who are struggling with these hang-ups in their lives. He said he wanted to honor his son and give back by providing people with help, hope, and encouragement, and by maybe even saving someone. "If I can do that, that's a blessing," said Lee. Lee and others at the church are organizing a fundraiser for Friday, September 13th, to further these efforts. Celebrate Recovery State Representative Roseanne Moore, who is also a member at Church on Fire, said they have a goal of raising $20,000. 50% of these proceeds will go toward Celebrate Recovery, and the other 50% will go to local first responders. Moore said they want to donate to first responders because of all the work they do to help people who are dealing with tragedy and trauma, such as overdoses. The money raised for Celebrate Recovery will go toward efforts such as helping to sponsor residents at recovery homes or helping people to pay bills. In her own past, Moore said she had been involved with a program similar to Celebrate Recovery when she worked through issues with eating disorders and suicidal thoughts. She said the 12-step program, as well as the Bible, helped her learn how to process out the problems she was having, and these programs give people the tools they need to fight the issues with which they are dealing. She said people's thoughts, lives, and what they think about are just as important as their physical lives, and she wants to give people a hand up and a reason to keep fighting. "I want to bring that hope to people," said Moore. Celebrate Recovery meets every Thursday at 6:45 p.m. at Church on Fire in Harrison, and Lee said it seems like the program is getting bigger every week. The meetings begin with worship and teaching, and then attendees split into smaller groups. Some areas addressed include addiction, relatives raising children, and loved ones of addicts. Moore said Celebrate Recovery is about peer counseling, but they will also help to refer attendees to medical help, such as professional counselor or a treatment specialist. Eventually, Moore said she hopes there are at least 2 Celebrate Recovery meetings every day within a 15-mile radius of Harrison, so that local residents have the opportunities they need to attend these meetings. Whitewater Crossing Christian Church and Life Spring Community Christian Church also host meetings, and these churches are just some of the more than 30,000 worldwide that are involved with the program. The fundraiser will take place at 6 p.m. on Friday, September 13th at Church on Fire on Harrison Avenue. Tickets are $10, and students 16 and under will get in free. The night will feature a visit by an honor guard, a silent auction, a bake sale, prizes, and a performance by Mike Davis. Moore said there will also be time for reflection, as well as for honoring first responders and families that are affected by addiction. But Lee said the program is more than just drugs and alcohol. He hopes this fundraiser is a big success because it means so much to them that they can help others. That's why we're there, to help everyone. So I call it Celebrate Life. Duty calls. Army Sergeant Nicholas R. Wolf has arrived for duty as a recruiter with Fairview Heights Recruiting Company, Indianapolis Army Recruiting Battalion. He is a 2014 graduate of William Henry Harrison High School in Harrison. Making the grade. Miami University awarded degrees to students during spring commencement exercises on Saturday, May 18, 2019, at Millett Hall. And here are the following: Maria Bischel of Harrison, Nicholas Bonfield of Harrison, Connor Brown of Harrison, Taylor Haney of Harrison, Danielle Horney of Harrison and Melissa Horney of Harrison, Andrew Koopman Harrison, Jim Staley Harrison, and Jessica Wilkins, also of Harrison. Our next story, Axe Throwing and Retail Store Okayed, by Sydney Murray. Harrison Planning Commission approved or recommended approval for three businesses in the Downtown Redevelopment District Tuesday, August 13th. Cheryl and Leon Boggs were approved to open an escape room and axe throwing facility at 129 Harrison Avenue. They currently run this business out of Greensburg, but said they want to move to a more populated location, although Cheryl said they pull customers from a wide geographic area. The business would include a seating area with board games, four escape rooms, party room, and a four-lane, eight-target axe-throwing area. A junior escape room is also planned, she said. Customers will be able to purchase custom axes, customized gifts, and other novelty items. Commission member Ethan Dole said he thinks this is the kind of business needed in downtown Harrison, and Mayor Bill Nyer said he thinks the escape room will go over big. Stephanie Bamonte was approved to open a women's retail store at 121 Harrison Avenue. The store would include women's contemporary apparel, natural and organic skincare and beauty products, gifts, and home decor. Bamonte said, as something different, she intends to use a 30 to 40 inch light logo that would project onto the sidewalk as a sign for the business. Zachary Harper has put in an application to move his business, ZP Zippy Lawn Care, to 709 Harrison Avenue. Harper wants to use the location as his company office and to store and repair equipment. Commission voted to make a favorable recommendation to the Harrison City Council. And we have some very wonderful, colorful pictures of students going back to school, and the title of the pictures is Got to Hand It to Them. Students in the Southwest Local School District began the 2019-2020 school year on Tuesday, August 20th. For students at Whitewater Valley Elementary School, the beginning of the school day was met with some fanfare, and looks like the teachers and staff are out there giving high fives, and it looks like the students are maybe allowed to choose a treat or a surprise from a bucket as they enter the school. Sharp Eye and Persistence Saves HVL Man's Life, by Denise Freitag-Burdett, Assistant Editor. It started like any other day for Hidden Valley Lake resident Daniel Miles. A native of Indianapolis, the 62-year-old likes to stop by the Ameristop in Greendale to pick up a copy of the Indianapolis Star. About 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, August 4th, Daniel Miles started down Hidden Valley Drive, a downward, curvy road to the main entrance and exit of the residential community, when his eyes briefly left the road. I started down, and the only thing I can think of is I took my eyes off the road to look at the radio, said Daniel Miles. Suddenly, his car tires drifted off the road, resulting in him losing control of his 1996 Buick Regal. He tried hitting the brakes, but he thinks the grass was still wet with dew and the car slid straight into a patch of woods down about 20 feet. Unfortunately, the grass and weeds he ran over sprang back up, seemingly leaving no trace near the road of what had happened. His car ended up turned passenger side up. His attempt to release the seatbelt to free himself resulted in his left arm being pinned. No matter how much I moved, I could not get it off my arm, said Daniel Miles. The car would not start. His horn did not work. He could not roll the windows down, and his cell phone sat charging at home, he said. He was trapped, with no way to flag down anyone. It had entered my mind that no one was going to find me, said Daniel Miles. Something strange. Later on that day, 13-year-old Noah Schneider was in the back seat of this family's truck, traveling down the same road on the way from their HVL home to a football game in Cincinnati. He spotted something down over the hill in the woods. I thought I saw a camper, said Noah Schneider. He mentioned it to his parents. His parents took note of his concerns, but thought it was likely just an abandoned vehicle. So they continued on to the football game. In the meantime, Joshua Miles, who lives with his father, wondered why his father had not returned home. He saw that he had left his cell phone behind. Knowing his dad regularly went to the Ameristop to pick up a newspaper, he asked if anyone had seen him that day. No one had. He called his dad's friends. No one had heard from him. He drove up and down the hill several times, not knowing the whole time his dad was in trouble a short distance away. I just felt like something was wrong. I just felt helpless, said Joshua Miles. 6 hours later, the Schneider family had returned from the football game. For some reason, Noah could not shake the image of what he had seen in the woods, even if he cannot explain why. He mentioned it again to his parents. His dad, Michael Schneider, began to wonder, he had heard stories of people driving their cars off roads. He also learned in a recent CPR class that even when you feel like you cannot do anything in a situation, you should always try. According to his dad, Noah also insisted, if it was one of us, we would want someone to go and find us. A face through the glass. The family turned around at the top of the hill to take a look. That's when they spotted the car, so Michael Schneider made his way down the incline. He looked in the window and he saw Daniel Miles lying there motionless. The windows were fogged and it was difficult to see. He feared the worst. At least 6 hours had passed since they first spotted the car. It was now about 7:45 p.m., but he had no idea how long this man had been in the woods. I thought he was gone, said Michael Schneider. He called 911 and told his wife to get some help at the HVL guard shack. I told 911 someone went over the hill, wrecked their car, and then died, said Michael Schneider. His wife insisted he check to make sure no one else was in the car. He did not want to look in the car again. He did not want that image to reappear in his mind. But he climbed back up onto the car to make sure no one else was hurt. That's when he saw Daniel Miles looking back up at him. He relayed that help was on the way. Rescue mode. Knowing that the person inside was alive, efforts were started to make the rescue. It was a mixture of a lot of things, shock and fear, because I didn't know what to do next, and excitement, said Michael Schneider, who was happy to realize he was wrong. That was also the scariest part for him, said Noah Schneider, when his father thought they had found him too late. When I saw Mike's face and heard him say, "Hello," I felt relief. But I was paining and hurting so bad on my left hip from laying in that position, said Daniel Miles. His arm and hand were swollen from being pinned. He had second-degree burns on his arm where the sun had found its way into the car after the vehicle barreled over a few smaller trees. Soon after Michael Schneider and his wife called for help, Hidden Valley Lake Deputy Blake Hall arrived. When I got the call, I happened to be about 1.5 minutes away, said Hall, who thought the wreck had just happened. After he arrived, he made sure the scene was stable and tried to make his way into the locked car. He told Daniel Miles to cover his eyes and ears. Hall started hitting a window with his baton until he was able to enter the car, said Michael Schneider. He helped hold the door open while Hall climbed inside. Daniel Miles said he begged Hall to move him. He was in so much pain with his hip, laying in the same position for so long. But Hall refused until he could get a C-collar. He did not want to hurt him, said Daniel Miles. When the collar arrived with the fire department, Hall was able to provide Daniel Miles some relief by repositioning him. It felt so much better, but my hip still hurt, said Daniel Miles. The fire department then went to work cutting off the roof as Hall stayed in the car, covering himself and Daniel with a blanket to keep off any debris. Around the same time, Joshua Miles had returned from another trip to the Ameristop looking for word on his dad when he found a white truck blocking Hidden Valley Drive. He asked what was happening. He was told there was an accident, and soon Joshua would find out it involved his father's car. He asked one of the officers if his dad was okay. He could not tell him much. He said he had been conscious, but was so confused he was not making sense. Daniel Miles was taken to UC Medical Center, where he initially was taken to the trauma unit before being transferred to the ICU burn unit. He stayed there a few days until Wednesday, when he got to return home. I am still getting my strength back, but I'm getting better every day, said Daniel Miles. In the hospital, one of the nurses kept calling him the miracle man, he said. She said there were at least 15 ways he would not have made it out of that situation. For example, he's on blood thinners due to a heart condition. If he would have been cut, he would have bled out, said Daniel Miles. The doctors and deputies both told him he would not have made it through the night, said Daniel Miles. It started out as a horror story, but got worse as the day went on, but it ended up beautiful. After his daughter Tabitha found out the persistence of a young boy had saved her dad's life, she worked to find out his name. She lives in Florida with Daniel Miles' other son, Adam. She wrote a heartfelt thank you, praising Noah for saving her dad, who also has 6 grandchildren. It's amazing that a teenager still gazes out the car window and communicates with his parents. It's amazing how God put the Schneider family at that particular spot at that particular second for Mike Schneider to turn around and go check it out to see what his son Noah thought he saw is amazing. My family is forever in debt to the Schneider family, she said. Noah is very modest, but Daniel Miles insists Noah is a hero. He got to meet Noah and his family a week after he got home from the hospital. It was very emotional. I hugged him and couldn't let go of him. I am indebted to him for the rest of my life. I wouldn't be here without his instinct, he said. He also believes the Lord kept him alive and was also guiding Noah, said Daniel Miles. He has been really modest about the whole thing and the role he played, said Michael Schneider. He had the courage to make sure his parents stopped and did the right thing. Michael Schneider said his son made a difference in so many people's lives. We're just glad he's okay. It could have been awful, said Michael Schneider. I was thankful someone did see it and stop, said Joshua Miles. Noah Schneider continues to feel modest about what happened. He was honored Thursday, August 22nd, by the HVL Property Owners Association, which gave Noah a $500 reward. I don't feel like I did anything, he said, but he was really excited when he had the chance to meet Daniel Miles. He is a strong man to survive that long in the car, hot, stuck, unable to move. He is a fighter, said Michael Schneider. It's like what Hall told Noah about the situation. Always trust your gut. It is something his father always told him, said Michael Schneider. There are 2 valuable lessons here. The first is, kids, don't always have your face glued to the phone. Stop and look at the scenery. The second is, parents, Listen to your children, said Daniel Miles. And our next story, crash takes life of Cleves woman. A single vehicle crash Sunday, August 18th, resulted in the death of Angelia Statt, age 22, of Cleves, who was the lone passenger in the vehicle. The driver, Justin Burris, age 28, of Cleves, was able to free himself from the truck and later transported to UC Health by air care, said Sheriff Shane McHenry. About 4:40 p.m., the Dearborn County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to U.S. 50 on the westbound side of the road just east of Texas Gas Road in Clay Township for a single vehicle rollover crash, said McHenry. A 1996 Ford Ranger truck was located off the roadway. Statt was found deceased outside the vehicle after being ejected. The crash remains under investigation by the Dearborn County Sheriff's Office and Indiana State Police. And looking at some happenings around town. Wednesday, August 28th, which is today, Shaker Farms Garden Club meeting and program is Gardening as You Age, gardening for people of all ages, abilities, and lifestyles. Jenny Wise will speak beginning at 6:30 p.m. For more information, call Nikki Shunk at 513-353-3359. Saturday, August 31st, St. John Yard Sale. St. John the Baptist Church is sponsoring a yard sale entitled Junk in the Trunk at the St. John the Baptist School parking lot, 509 Harrison Avenue. Saturday, August 31st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., rain or shine. Refreshments will be available. Anyone interested in selling yard sale items should contact Karen Thomas at 513-738-4742. The donation is $15 per space, paid at the time of registration, with setup from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And Sunday, September 1st, breakfast buffet from 8 a.m. to noon at the AmVets Post 13 at 515 South State Street, West Harrison. Carry out available. Call 812-637-2024. And we will move on then to Community Matters. Make plans to join us for the Taste of Harrison Saturday, September 7th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Presented by the district, it is the fastest growing event Harrison offers. This year you will enjoy delicious eats and treats from 14 vendors. Food, pop, water, and a selection of adult beverages will be available for purchase. There will be a kids zone that includes face painting, balloon artists, games, and inflatables. Bring the entire family to enjoy this fun-filled event. The 2019 Eats and Treats lineup: C-Cubed Catering, Coffee Peddler, Harrison Home Bakery, Harrison La Rosa's Pizzeria, John John's Barbecue and Catering, Langan Meats, Lindsay's Shaved Ice, Market Street Grill, Primetime Pizza, Shift Restaurant and Bar, Triple Cat's Bar and Grill, Urban Bistro, Valley Escondido, Velvet Smoke Barbecue. Enjoy live entertainment on the main stage. My Brother's Keeper from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., Final Order from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., The Renegades from 8 to 10 p.m. Thank you to all of our sponsors: the District, the City of Harrison, Harrison La Rosa's Pizzeria, JTM Food Group, FCM Bank, F&M MAFCO, 3L of Harrison Builders LLC, Ahead of the Curve Gifts, 49 Designs, Village Pharmacy, Eagle Country 99.3, Casey Storage Solutions, Feilhauer's Machine Shop and Water Jet. See you there. And this was written by Harrison City Council member Cindy Abrams, who also serves as chair of the Harrison Recreation Commission and chair of the Critical Economic Development Committee, where she works daily to bring business opportunities to the city. Cindy and her husband Doug live in Harrison with their two sons. Moving on to sports. Wildcats again featured in Gridiron Showcase by Dick Maloney. Harrison's varsity football team is again a star player in the arguably the largest and most successful high school football showcase in the country. 36 teams will participate in the 22nd annual Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, which began last week in Indiana and moves into Ohio this week. Harrison's showdown game is Friday, September 27th at Edgewood. The Wildcats lost to Edgewood at home last season 42-35. The 2019 showcase continues the format started in 2018 with at least one designated game every week through November 1st and builds on it with new features including pep rallies and a pregame show, tailgate at the showdown. Event organizer Tom Gamble of In-Game Sports and Fox 19 Sports Director Joe Daneman talked about both at the media kickoff event August 12th at the Skyline Chili at 4th and Sycamore in downtown Cincinnati. We're going to do an ESPN game day style tailgate at the showdown at 6 of the Fridays starting this year, Daneman said. Gamble and former University of Cincinnati quarterback Tony Pike will host the show. One of the pep rallies will be at Harrison Skyline at 10429 Harrison Avenue at 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 2nd, before the October 4th home game versus Talawanda. The rally will include a question and answer session with head coach Derek Rehage, trivia contest, performances by the band and cheerleaders, and prize giveaways. 20% of all sales between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. will benefit the high school. Gamble noted the talent scheduled to play in the 2019 showdown. One of the most fun things about this year's field is it's been a long time, I think, since we had as many prime BCS-type recruits and players who have already committed, he said. When you look at the teams, I would encourage everybody this one year to pay attention because when you watch future Saturdays college football, and I would go as far to say more guys headed to the highest level on Sundays, you're going to see plenty playing this year's event. And the showdown began August 23rd with East Central at Lawrenceburg. The remainder of the Crosstown Showdown games will be at 7 p.m., and as I read, the one with Harrison is Friday, September 27th at Edgewood. And with that, we've come to the end of our time. This is Lori Richards, and this has been this week's edition of the Harrison Press. And I wish everybody a wonderful day.